And now we're going to turn to some music. You might not recognize the name Traces of Blue, but if you are a fan of NBC's The Sing-Off, we bet you'll recognize their sound. Girl, put your record on. That's their performance of Corrine Bailey Rae's Put Your Records On. It blew away the Sing-Off judges back in 2011. At that point, the group was performing under the name Afro Blue. They are a collection of classmates from Howard University's jazz program. But since then, they've left the nest, changed their name, and they are taking the world of a cappella jazz by storm. And Traces of Blue are with us now in our studios in Washington, D.C. to talk a little and sing a lot. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Hey.
Thanks for having us.
Well, I'm going to ask you to introduce yourselves in a minute, but before we do, why don't we just start with a song so in case people missed your performance, people can understand what it is that people are raving about. So let us start with American Boy. All right, here it is.
One, two, one.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see L.A. I'd really love to come and kick it with you. You'll be my American boy. Can we get away this weekend? Take me to Broadway. Let's go shopping, baby, then we'll go to a cafe. Let's go on the subway, take me to your hood. I've never been to Brooklyn, and I'd like to see what's good. Dressed in all your fancy clothes, sneakers looking fresh to death, I'm loving those chapeaux. Walking that walk, talking that slick talk, you'll be my American boy.
Boy,
boy, American boy.
What's your persona about that American drama? Shallow, cause all my clothes is under.
I really want to come kick it with you. You'll be my American boy. American boy. Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see L.A. I really want to come kick it with you.
All right, that was American Boy, sung by Traces of Blue. And let me just confirm for people who aren't here, everything is happening right here. It's all contained within, no instruments, just the voices that you heard. And so why don't we ask you all to introduce yourselves?
Hi, my name is Devin Robinson.
Hi, I'm Integrity Reeves.
Hi, I'm Christy Dashiell.
Hi, I'm Reginald Bowens.
Hi, I'm Danielle Withers.
John Kennebrew.
And Eliza Burkhan.
And Reginald, I understand you are the music director, so I'll direct the question to you. This isn't everybody. This is not the whole group. How many altogether?
There are 10 total.
10 total. How did you all get together?
Well, we started off as a class at Howard under the name Afro Blue. And in 2011, we went on to NBC's a cappella show, The Sing-Off. And after the show, we decided we're going to keep going. We changed our name, became a separate entity, and started performing more.
And how did The Sing-Off happen?
We were actually recommended by Cedric Dent, who used to be in Take Six. And, you know, we got a call from the producers of the show. And
how had he heard you? Do you know?
Afro Blue actually performed with Take Six at one point. Yeah. And so he called, I guess, I don't know. He talked to them. They called us and said, do you want to try audition? And we said, yes, we auditioned.
Did anybody say no?
No.
People are looking at me like, you crazy? You didn't win, but you were fan favorites. You came in fourth, and that is a big field of contestants. Mm-hmm. So is it a happy feeling, kind of a frustrating?
It was for Afro. I mean, for Afro Blue at the time, Traces of Blue now. We basically didn't really think we'd make it as far as we did on the show. I mean, some of us have watched the Sing Off in the past. I had watched the Sing Off in the past, and we know it's a pop show. Like, you go on the show and you're singing these popular songs from the radio. And you know, we were a jazz ensemble from Howard University. You know, we're using our minds. Everything's so calculated, and you know, there's nothing really poppy about what we come from. And so we were really excited to have made it onto the show at all, and so for us to have made it to fourth place, you know, it was we were so grateful to have made it that far, not knowing that we'd make it past the first episode.
So don't draw anything from the fact that I'm directing this question to you. I'm going to ask you this.
Okay.
Diva is a musical term for a reason, and I was just I was just wondering if it was hard for, I can hear each of your voices individually. Like, I heard you when you were warming up, and I can hear because I'm here with you physically. I can see when each of you is contributing. And I just wondered, was it hard for any of you to agree to be part of an ensemble? Because each of you is really an artist in your own right.
We definitely all are artists in our own right, but we love each other so much and have performed together in other ensembles for years, and had been performing for years together before the Sing-Off. And so it definitely wasn't a difficult thing to slide into and to get used to, if you will. Granted, the Sing-Off, that competition was definitely very different. There were definitely many challenges that came along with it, you know, having to really, really learn each other's personalities under different circumstances, sometimes very difficult ones. But
I'm looking for body language here just to see what I can see, but I'm not picking up anything so far.
But we love each other, and we love singing together, and so that definitely wasn't something that was difficult at all.
So speaking of singing together, let's hear another, shall we?
All right. One, two, three.
As the sun I feel good, but nothing's enough. And as the moon begins to show, I gotta learn. Let I feel
How do you go about picking material?
Well, we all talk about it all the time. You know, it could end up becoming a series of emails that we're annoyed by. But we look at, you know, the charts, we think about what we like, and we just go for it, really. That last tune, Christy actually wrote.
Oh, you know,
she did the arrangement herself, and we just tried to sing what she put on paper.
Oh, Christy, so what was your inspiration?
I think what inspired me at the time, I was in grad school, and I was probably having a bad day, and I just needed to tell myself that I feel good and I feel great, and to, you know, be loving to everyone that I meet, because
there are passages of scripture there that I think people recognize from Corinthians.
Yes, ma'am. So. Yes, ma'am. So mm-hmm. That was, I guess that was my inspiration, just, you know, loving and being kind to everyone.
I look all around me to find, searching for something to but outside my window, I see nothing but violence and war. But as we go, help everyone to know to spread peace and joy. It can make a difference in our world. Give us strength to hope, fill our hearts with love. And the greatest of these is love. And the greatest of these is love.
You're all young, I have to say it. I'm sorry. You probably don't feel very young at this point, but you are. But jazz is not associated with your age group. I just have to be honest about it. And I just wonder, do you ever feel like they don't really understand it? Do people appreciate it? What about John?
It is always a challenge to find out how to make the genre itself accessible to this generation. But like you said, all of us really are still a part of this generation, which means that we don't listen to just jazz. We're influenced by just about every other kind of music that you can think of. And a lot of the elements that are in those music that makes those genres so accessible, so attractive to people, they often find their way into what we do anyway. Mm-hmm. So that's probably what I love most about this group. We're able to offer jazz to you on a plate with a whole lot of sides that you really like. So you're like, okay, well, I'll try this main course because I know I'm going to love the mashed potatoes, you know, that kind of thing. So it's worked out. that was pretty good, John. It's worked out pretty well.
Well, thank you all so much for coming. I'm excited to see what you do next. Reggie, what's next for you? Anything we can look forward to? Album, performances?
We're actually working on our EP project now. And the single should be out in the near future, you know.
Okay. I think you're going to grace us with one more song as we say goodbye for now. What are we going to hear?
Change
is going to come. A change is going to come.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. All right. That goes to the roots. Okay. Traces of Blue joined us here in our Washington, D.C. studios. Thank you all so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
A change is going to come. Here it is.
I was born by the river.
Ding, 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 ding.
In little tents.
But ding, ding, ding,
ding. But just like that river. I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming. But I know.
And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.
Change is gonna come. Change is gonna come. Change.